I would like to make a motion that she be included and continue being part of this advisory team.
And do you want that, would that motion be that she represents the DBSAN or just as a citizen member? That's up to you guys, but it may be worth clarifying.
Good question. I would say for her organization, as many individuals that we can help.
So then, Jesse seems to
agree.
The motions. Maybe he'll make the motion.
This is Sandy. I agree. I think that Lisa should maybe make that decision. What do you think?
Lisa?
Just one moment.
Hold one second.
Lisa speaking now. Just to clarify for everyone's understanding, this DBSAN, so that we can have that context, it is an access network for deafblind individuals here in the state of Connecticut. I don't have a preference as to which I am representing. I will, however, go ahead and agree to be the committee member representing the DBSAN. Thank you.
So now you just need someone to move that.
Jesse Stanley has a comment. Hold on one second.
Yes, this is Jesse. I would think it'd be a good idea for Lisa Flaherty to be the representative on this committee for DBSAN, so that she would be in that capacity to share the information that's having that, has the information and so on and so forth. Because I am here to represent ASD. So I would move that Lisa Flaherty be added as the representative to this committee from DBSAN and be a voting member.
May we have a second motion? Barbara? Okay.
Barbara, we can't hear Barbara, sorry.
This is Sandy, I second that.
Excuse me, okay.
Okay, so we could take a vote. All in favor?
Just a second, they're trying to, they need to...
I apologize, for some reason, my computer is electing to spotlight various things on its own, and I'm trying to keep up with it, but for some reason it's doing that, but it might be my mouse. Go ahead, Hannah.
Okay, so where do we stand? We've got a second motion, correct? And now we're going to vote. I can't see all your hands, but anyone, we assume all in favor, except anyone who opposes, please let us know now.
I am not seeing any hands raised.
Awesome. Lisa, you're in.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. And now we will move on to any other announcements. We're definitely over 12 o'clock. Are there any announcements? And then I'll give you a few minutes, and then we will adjourn.
I'm sorry, Sherry was trying to say something.
Should I spotlight her?
Sherry was trying to say something. Yes, I would like to thank all of you for inviting me to be involved in this, and I thank Jesse for making that motion.
I think Lisa Flaherty had said that Jesse had an announcement. Just double checking with Jesse that that's true.
Jesse's saying no, Lisa's saying yes. Can we spotlight Jesse? Lisa's asking. Well, actually, I have nothing. Lisa, I'm going to let you take this. Hi. Yes, Lisa here. As the representative for DBSAN, I do want to make the announcement that Jesse and I are going to be running a deafblind retreat this August 15th through the 20th. It's a go. We are getting out the information, the forms, the registrations, everything now. It'll be 30 deafblind campers and 60 volunteer staff. So we just got all of the information and last week, and we knew this meeting was coming up. So I know that we had it in the past under a former agenda item about possible financing for some people to be able to attend the camp. So I guess I'm afraid that July would be too late to have that discussion, but that's what we were looking for, was some financial support from this group to help for the retreat.
Okay, well, thank you. This is Hannah Tyler, the chairperson. Thank you, Lisa. We definitely ran over time. We're gonna have to adjourn. So can someone make a motion that we will adjourn?
This is Sherry. I motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Eric is saying I second.
Awesome. We shall adjourn. We'll vote. Yes, we'll adjourn.
All in favor.
Terrific. Everyone, thank you so much. We covered a lot of ground. Thank you for attending. And we will meet. Next meeting date is, let's see, what do we say? July 26th. So have a wonderful day and thank you for your contribution. Bye bye.